Good morning. You're listening to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, our guest is Jay Smith, who's president of Flora Expo. How you doing, Jay?
Doing great this morning. How are you, Kemp?
I'm pretty good, pretty good. Had a good weekend.
Likewise. Okay. All of them are good.
I want to talk to you. Actually, I said you were president of Flora Expo, but you've actually changed your name. I was surprised. I got a release from you the other day. Now you're called the FEI Group. Why don't you explain what's going on there?
Well, we're trying to keep you on your toes. We've actually, you know, for years, Kemp, and you know this, you've been to a few of our meetings, we've been preaching to our members about the need for diversity, for growth, excitement, because we really believe that, you know, a company that's standing still is really strongly in reverse.
Mm-hmm.
So after all those years of preaching that, we figured we better, you know, practice what we preach. And what we've done is we've diversified our own company. And with that came it sort of necessitated the need for a name change.
And so you've added a new product line, is that right?
Well, what we've done, we've added a whole new group. We've added a group called KBX, America's Cabinet Experts.
Okay.
And it's not just a line extension. This is literally a separate group that stands equal to and right beside our other two groups, which are Home Solutions by Flora Expo and Multifamily Solutions by Flora Expo. And these guys are cabinet dealers all across the country.
Okay. So let's remind people, Flora Expo is probably the largest network of residential flooring contractors, and you had two divisions. You had a single-family builder area and a multifamily builder area, and now you have, and I think there were 90 members that represented about 250 locations, and now you've added a group of cabinet companies that actually put cabinets in. Is that right?
That's exactly right, and it's a totally new division. And as you can imagine, when you're in the cabinet business, answering the phone, Flora Expo didn't make a whole lot of sense.
Right.
So what we did is the parent organization that had been running those two existing groups that you mentioned, Flora Expo, now also runs and operates this new group, KBX, America's Cabinet Experts, in the cabinet business, hence the name change to the FEI Group, which I'm not sure it's the most clever name change ever, because it literally stands for Flora Expo, Inc., FEI Group, but now we answer the phone that way. And our cabinet folks know that we are an organization that's looking after the interest of all of them equally. So it's been really effective. And KBX has been an exciting addition, I got to tell you too.
Well, I don't want to sound dense. You say it's a new group. Are there any synergies? Are there any of the large flooring contractors who are also getting in the cabinet business thanks to this expansion on your part?
Well, there's no doubt. In fact, you're spot on. The way we got into this group, well, I'll actually go back real quick. The way we got into our multifamily group, which was our second group, was that we had a big member that really did more multifamily work, and that was Ready.
Mm-hmm.
And so they encouraged us to move more fully and concentrate more completely on multifamily solutions, and that was the genesis of that business. The same sort of thing happened here, in that we had a couple of members that had big, robust, serious, sophisticated cabinet businesses and said, hey, we can use some of the same advantages and programs and benefits we've created on the flooring side over on the cabinet side. So we had a couple, and namely Home Value and Aldo out of Minneapolis and New Jersey, respectively, encouraged us to do that.
Mm-hmm.
They were founding members, and that's literally how that was the seed that became KBX today.
Okay, and so last time I talked to Dave Geisling, I believe it was probably right after your meeting in Cabo, your 10th anniversary meeting last year, and he was telling me that you were about 90 members. How many members do you have now with the addition of this cabinet business?
Well, we've added the cabinet business. We're about the same on the flooring side. In the cabinet business now, we have 20 members representing about 45 markets across the country.
Okay.
Just about coming up on a year old.
Mm-hmm.
So it's getting underway, and I would be very remiss if I didn't say we have a great person leading that we already had on our team, Kathy Turner. So she's literally the managing director of that business, and it's off and cooking. It's really doing well.
Okay. And so when you come, and let's talk about the next thing, the reason you're in the news right now is because you've announced your meeting is going to be October 6th through the 8th down in Austin, Texas. Now, and when you go to that meeting, you'll take all three of these groups. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. That's right. We'll have our national conference. It'll be the FEI group conference. And we'll do some things together because those synergies that you mentioned earlier do exist.
Right.
And then we'll do separate tracks where we'll break out. And we'll have the apartment group in one meeting room. We'll have the home group in another. And this year, first time ever, we'll have the KBX cabinet folks on their own track, led by Kathy.
And so tell us a little bit about this meeting. It's like I say, it's October 6th to 8th. It's in Austin, Texas. And as usual, you guys always go to a fairly nice place because you kind of want to blend some nice networking opportunities in with business meetings, right?
Exactly right. Our guys, as I think is well known in the industry, or we have some of the top businesses in the industry in our group. We believe in going nice places and doing hard business in nice places where we can. And I tell you, the last couple of years, that's been a little easier to do because the hotels out there are hungry too. So wherever we can, we like to fly first class, but do it for coach pricing, and that's what we've done this year. We're going to Austin, which is, I don't know if you've been there, but I mean, it's just a great town, really unique, distinctive sense of place. And if you like music like me, it's a great music town as well.
It's the only place in Texas with hills too, isn't it? I think
that's it.
Yeah,
exactly right. So it's just a great destination, and we usually do it either coming off a weekend or going into one, so folks that want to stay over can do so and explore the area. So often on business travel, we don't have time to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to manage it that way. But the place we're going is called the Hyatt Lost Pines. And it's a really neat resort. It's literally only 12 miles from the airport, mm-hmm. but you feel like you're a million miles away. It sits on 450 acres. The Colorado River flows right through it. Just beautiful resort. We actually looked at them a few years ago, and they were astronomically priced.
Right.
So
we
feel real fortunate to get into this location this year.
Okay.
And not to mention this year, we want to make it really easy for everybody to come and bring lots of folks, and being central in Austin, Texas makes it easy, East Coast, West Coast,
right.
You know, north, south, to get in and out. It's got good airlift, so it really makes sense for us this year. We're excited.
Okay. Before we run out of time, tell me a little bit, you know, everybody knows of the whole housing market, both existing and new. The worst hit is probably on the new side, which is where a lot of your members focus. You know, why don't you give us a little bit of an update on what you're seeing out there from an economic standpoint?
Well, I'd love to be able to report that, you know, the new housing construction was fixed and ready. I'm not sure we're ready to do that yet.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen, like you have, the numbers, the June numbers were up again, 3.6%, which was good to see. A third month in a row, we've seen the start to creep up. So we want to take that as a positive. Same token, you know, the way our mindset at Floor Expo is we're going to be positive, we're going to be energetic, but we're planning for tough times still to come, while hoping that it ends very, very soon. So we don't have a crystal ball, but it's still definitely tough out there right now. But there have been some good signs lately.
Uh-huh. If you look at consumer sentiment, I think that has a factor as far as people feeling how the future might be, as far as whether or not they're going to be able to pay their bills and whether or not they can take on a new investment. And when, with the stock market doing a nice little climb the last couple of weeks, maybe we'll start to continue to see an uptick. That's what
I think you're right. One of the things I'm beginning to put more stock in than these national numbers or even these national economists is what's happening on the street. And one of the things we do at Floor Expo is, and we're very proud of, is we're very, very tuned in to what is happening on the street and what our members are going through. And I got to tell you, we do, as I think you know, we do conference calls across all three groups at least every 6 weeks, and sometimes it ends up being more frequently than that.
Right.
And on these calls through the spring and here in the early summer, I'm hearing more little, this subdivision came out of mothballs. They opened it back up.
Mm-hmm.
This builder is starting to move again. 30 starts here. They sold, you know, 8 homes in this community last weekend. These little nuggets. And the ones I'm even thinking in my head now, I've heard them from Cleveland to Denver, even, you know, some in California types of things. So it's I'm taking solace from that, but
yeah.
We're still hunkered down. We don't believe it's going to, you know, all come back tomorrow.
Right.
But I, like you, am really encouraged about some of these things we've been hearing lately.
Yeah, well, the comeback needs to be pretty gradual. Otherwise, we'll get right back where we were, and there'll be an echo. So
that's right. There's still inventory out there, so we don't need to get over our skis, so to speak.
That's right, exactly. All right, well, it's great to talk to you, Jay. I've been talking to Jay Smith, president of the FEI Group, and if you're curious to see more about this organization, they have a website called feigroup.net, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.